could you possibly have been 180 degrees centigrade? We're looking for the hottest listener to celebrate the not anniversary of the hottest day in Britain. What is this then, Tony?
It was an oven at work. Well, I used to work at British Aerospace, and I used to test the vector thrust nozzles on the Harrier jump jet.
Tested the what?
The nozzles, where the jet comes out the back of the Harrier jump jet.
The vector thrust nozzles?
Yes, you know it's a vertical takeoff.
I just like saying, vector thrust nozzles, yeah. And?
And the idea is they test the valve system for operating those.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously they have to cook it up to a temperature where, what temperature they're going to run at. Mm-hmm. A lot higher than that, but you're not, you know, the actual temperature of the oven was up to like 350 degrees C.
But how did you have first hand experience? That's the thing, because the grand free to enter phone in which you can win a tenner is saying, I've been hotter than. Now, were you heated to 890 degrees Celsius? Yeah.
But no, basically what was in the oven was there, you have to run in, bash this bale with a hammer and then run back out.
So you have to keep ahead of the therms, do you? Yeah. As they come after you. Yeah. Approximately what temperature was the room you ran into?
Well, at the time it was 180 degrees centigrade.
I can't have been! You'd have gone up like a crisp, sir!
Yeah, I was in there for 2 seconds maximum.
It doesn't matter, they just said a little puff of smoke. Ah, oh, there goes Tony. Really? You ran into a room that was a this doesn't seem very scientific.
It's like running into boiling water.
It wasn't.
So that's the way the Air Force tests these things. They start the engine up and say, Tom, quick if you can.
Well, actually, the engine now. Not the engine running, no.
But it's still 180 degrees in there. Celsius.
Yeah, actually, I went to see a friend of mine on the facility, and he'd actually been in there slightly hotter, but I can't get his
Well, literally, it's a matter of degree after that, isn't it?
You can't breathe the air because it just burns all your lungs, and you have to have your eyes covered because it just dries your eyes straight out.
So. And what were you wearing?
I was fully kitted up in like special overalls.
Ah, now we're getting there. Now, well, I thought you had some kind of Bermuda short affair on. and flip-flops. Well, I'm not going in there in my suit. Well, Tony, then I don't think you're going to be